This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Kicking off hour number two of this three-hour program known as Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us on air, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. You can comment on anything we've talked about. Bring up something completely different. Doesn't matter. It's called Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Now, I would like to move off of the cryptocurrency topic, but I just have so much show prep that we're not going to do it just yet. What I do want to point out is, or ask you guys as well as the callers, you know, have we reached the tipping point where cryptocurrency is going mainstream?
Yeah, Paris Hilton has laser eyes on Twitter.
That seems like a mainstream maneuver.
That's a good question. I would say, yeah, it's at least increasing
in popularity.
Yeah. I don't think going mainstream is the right word, but definitely increasing in popularity. I've firsthand seen a substantial increase in the use of people, not just trading it, but spending it.
Nice.
You know? I think it definitely has. And if you're not on it at this point, you're kind of behind the curve.
Yeah, I think so too. And, you know, just to highlight that, I know you said that Paris Hilton has the laser eyes, and there's some other either pseudo celebrities or athletes or celebrities themselves who have made mention of Bitcoin, for example. We've talked about Russell Okung. He's a offensive lineman formerly of the Seattle Seahawks. I think he plays with the Chiefs. I don't remember. He's with a different team. But anyway, he was the first NFL player to ask for his salary in Bitcoin. And at first the NFL was like, and then he worked with some people, some consultants in the NFL to make that happen. So a third party, I know it sounds weird. You don't need to insert a third party in between your pay and your cryptocurrency, but they did in this case to help them figure out the logistics of doing that. And he didn't take all of his salary. He took like his signing bonus in Bitcoin.
That was probably a mistake.
It was still a large chunk of money. And just doing that made him the highest paid NFL player, period, because Bitcoin went up shortly after he put his signing bonus into the Bitcoin. So we talked about him, and now a Chiefs, this is the Kansas City Chiefs, tight end Sean Culkin, to convert entire NFL salary into Bitcoin. He's a fifth-year player, and he will use a service called Zaps Strike to take his entire base salary of $920,000 in what Culkin said was the hardest form of currency. So we're getting folks that you wouldn't expect financial advice or financial news to be made. Like, generally people don't look to NFL football players for their financial advice, right? But here we have NFL football players who are taking their pay in Bitcoin. I stand corrected. Russell Okung plays for the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I know people who took entire paychecks in crypto 5 years ago and in this area, and they are retired now.
Right.
And we're talking about people who are making close to minimum wage.
Yeah.
So.
And now, this article goes on to say taking 100% of one's income in Bitcoin might not be a wise financial decision for everyone, Culkin admitted. But he said his financial expenses, risk parameters, and long-term conviction in Bitcoin made it the right move for him.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair statement because not everybody – look, if you have to have cash to pay your rent and you put all your money into crypto, and then at the end of the month, crypto is down, and you needed that, and you have to convert to cash, you won't have enough to pay your rent. However, if you have $20 to spare every month, and you throw it into crypto, and crypto goes down, you don't have to pull out.
Right.
So you'll end up being better in the long term.
Right.
It's just a matter of keeping your priorities straight.
It's a solid strategy, in my opinion.
Yep.
He also said he's unfazed by the very real possibility of market dips. Strike will automatically convert his cash paychecks to Bitcoin no matter the price. He says,
smart move.
I don't want to have to feel pressured to be like, I don't know if I'm going to buy this week, Culkin said. The system will allow him to remain detached from market movements so he can just focus on football.
Exactly, yeah. Because you're early into like all crypto. It's just going to keep going up.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about it. Just hold it.
I mean, basically what he's talking about is doing dollar cost averaging. So it's a smart move.
Culkin wasn't the first footballer to make crypto news on Monday. Trevor Lawrence, the presumptive top pick in this week's NFL draft that already happened, he signed an endorsement deal with the FTX own investing app Blockfolio and was paid in an undisclosed cryptocurrency. I've actually got an article about him to follow this one. But I just wanted to finish with Culkin's final statement. For me, it makes sense to get paid in the hardest form of currency. And it's something that is resistant to inflationary pressures that I think is very relevant in this current economic environment. And who says football players aren't intelligent?
All I'm thinking right now is just like...
There's always an exception in the bunch.
That's right.
All I'm thinking right now is just like the idea of people who just like... I'm sorry, like it's a little off topic, but the idea of people who are just like going along with all this like mask stuff, yes, and stuff that is going to give the government more control when you just absolutely don't need to do that anymore because of Bitcoin. Like, honestly, if you are wanting to have the government have more control of your life, when you clearly see this answer to how things could be done another way, then you're just a cuck.
Ooh, strong words coming from Bunny. I mentioned Trevor Lawrence, and this is from FEE.org, or the Foundation for Economic Education. Trevor Lawrence is taking his entire signing bonus in cryptocurrencies. Here's why. Football star Trevor Lawrence's signing bonus is expected to be in the ballpark of $22.5 million. Trevor Lawrence just lit another fire under cryptocurrencies. The former Clemson University standout quarterback, who is expected to be nabbed with the first overall pick by the Jacksonville Jaguars Thursday night during the NFL draft in Cleveland, announced on Monday he was diving into the cryptocurrencies craze. He's already been drafted. I don't know if he went to the Jaguars or not. It's irrelevant to this story. Lawrence's signing bonus will come in cryptocurrency, which will be deposited into his Blockfolio account in a variety of crypto coins such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Doge, Sports Illustrated reported.
Wow, he's getting paid in Doge. That's pretty cool.
Right? Yeah,
wait, partially. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not paycheck. Only Doge.
Look, I am taking back the exception comment that I made 5 minutes ago.
Do you need more volume to hear what we're talking about?
Only part Doge. It was like Ethereum.
Okay, all right.
And yeah, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Doge. It says his paycheck will be deposited into his Blockfolio account, which has a variety of cryptocurrencies such as Ethereum, and Doge.
I have to say, if you did have $50 of Doge here recently, it did go up to like, you would end up with like $500 this past week. I don't know if it's gone down since then, but 50 to 500 ain't bad.
Mm. Well, it's only at 60 cents about right now, and Elon Musk hasn't talked about it on SNL yet, so I'd
right.
say...
I was going to say he's due to make a hosting appearance, I believe, on Saturday Night Live. He's hosting the show.
Yes, and he said that he's going to talk about Doge on it, and I just know he's going to anyway because he's been tweeting about it constantly. He said he's going to put a literal Dogecoin on the literal moon. But yeah, so once Elon Musk talks about it this Saturday Night Live, then yeah, I'm probably going to sell a little bit right then. But I'm going to keep a lot still.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to sell what I put in and then keep the rest.
Hedge your bets.
That's just in case, not a bad strategy. Don't risk more than you can stand to lose. I know early on in Bitcoin, when people figured out kind of that it was going to be valuable and worse stuff, we had stories of people taking out, you know, second mortgages on their house and losing their ass on deal. So,
yeah.
But if they would have just held instead of, you know.
This is true.
I can't argue that with you, but, you know, you need a place to live. What are you going to do, right?
Yeah.
603-283-6160 is our phone number. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Yeah, I don't know about that. Might be a little off topic for tonight's agenda. but...
Unless you call in and ask me for relationship advice, because I have the best boyfriend ever.
You do. You really do.
How does that make you qualified to give relationship advice?
Because I was so picky. Like, seriously, like, all my, like, gay guy friends watching me, like, look through guys on the internet. No, he's not cute. He's not cute. I'm just so picky. I have refined the perfect boyfriend.
And that makes you qualified to give other people relationship advice?
Yeah, to explain to them
see how.
If they need to leave their boyfriend or not. It's not just looks. And it's perfect in multiple ways.
I so know what you mean. Like, I'm not into them, don't get me wrong, but, like...
It's fine if you are.
I totally... Yeah, no. Like, there's just certain people that are right for each other, you know what I mean?
Aww.
And he's got so many good qualities, too.
Aww, he does. I wish he was listening, but he's not.
Yeah, he...
It's not on the radio
station. Yeah, there's some sports thing that he can't do.
Oh, it's...
Yeah, it's sports. Dumb. It's dumb.
Sports ball.
I just want to finish off this bit about this guy, Trevor Lawrence, taking his NFL salary in Bitcoin. The decision is by no means a slam dunk. Some economists have warned that cryptos are simply a bubble waiting to pop, arguing they have no intrinsic value.
Neither does the dollar. I know, right?
Like all of their arguments about cryptocurrency are just
flawed.
Turn it around and face it at your own the state currency, and now it is true, right?
But actually, yeah. That's more true about state currency than
it
about
is.
Bitcoin.
Right, because the state currency can't be exchanged electronically over long distances, whereas crypto can, and it's built in. If you go to a bank, you can transfer dollars in quotes, basically. But look at it this way: you're going to pay for that service,
And also just the fact that there's not really as much scarcity in the U.S. dollar as even there is in Dogecoin, I learned recently. I could be fact-checked, but somebody on Twitter was saying, the joke about Dogecoin is, it's ridiculous for scarcity as far as, Bitcoin goes, but not as far as the U.S. dollar goes.
So it's even more inflationary, the U.S. dollar, than Dogecoin, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you might be right, and I don't know what the numbers are, but it's, twice as many Dogecoin gets printed every year as the year prior or something like that.
Oh my God.
So it's it should be going down, but because the demand is just so insane right now, it's going up. But you're going to be losing money with it at some point, almost certainly.
Okay,
so,
I will hold it indefinitely, but I will until SNL.
Well, speaking of cryptocurrency, we all are intimately familiar with the Crypto 6. But for those of you who aren't, on March 16th, 2021... government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. These people are known as the Crypto Six, and they were all arrested and taken into custody. Ian Freeman and the person named Nobody both remain in custody while everybody else is out on bail conditions. What can you do to help? Well, you can go to thecrypto6.com. There's multiple ways there where you can donate to their legal defense fund because these charges are not a joke. It's going to take some serious legal firepower and many experts to protect the Crypto 6 from further aggression from the state. There's also some updates and some other things available, some videos. You can get a Crypto 6 t-shirt there. There's some links at thecrypto6.com. But this case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come.
It's going to affect people who don't even realize that cryptocurrency is going to be a thing, in their lifetime. So even if it doesn't affect you right now because you don't have any crypto, it will tomorrow.
Yep. You can help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com.
It might not affect you if you just want to go along with the 2030 agenda and say, I have no belongings and I've never been happier. Maybe if that's the type of person you want to live like.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy is people don't understand it right now, I think, at a local level because they don't understand that the only thing that competes with the U.S. dollar as far as international, think about it this way. The U.S. dollar is used outside the United States, right?
It is.
How many other currencies are used outside or around the world other than the U.S. dollar? probably nothing else.
Right, because the U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency.
There is one. Cryptocurrency.
Yep.
Right, yeah. They're the only competition to that.
Cryptocurrency is literally the only competition to the U.S. dollar. Euros? Mm-mm. Venezuelan dollars? Certainly not.
Yeah.
You know, Canadian dollars? Pfft, no way.
Cryptocurrency?
Yeah.
Something that's just so obvious and occurring to me for the first time right now is just like, if you're against Western imperialism, you should be against, you know, the U.S. dollar. Well, you should be for Bitcoin.
My business has never taken euros, but you know what we have taken? Cryptocurrency.
Yep.
And from people all over the world.
Well, this NFL draftee, Mr. Lawrence, he made the announcement, which was followed immediately by Ethereum hitting the all-time high of 2650. It's since surpassed 3500. It's just the latest example of a large story. Cryptocurrencies have gone mainstream, according to this writer. Why are cryptos going bonkers? Well, there's no question that cryptocurrencies are exploding. The question is, why? The answer isn't hard to find. Confidence in fiat money, also known as government dollars to most of you who are listening. Confidence in fiat money generally, and the U.S. dollar specifically, is waning. That means people are not confident in the U.S. dollar.
It's literally failing. Look at how much was printed this year.
And no wonder. To stimulate the economy and fund voracious government spending, the Federal Reserve has been printing money at a frightening clip. Its balance sheet tipped $7 trillion in 2020. And all indications are they are not yet done. This unprecedented pumping has sparked inflation fears. Inflation fears? Yeah, I don't know. Plywood, I think somebody's telling me today, last year was about 24 bucks for a sheet of plywood, and
yeah,
now
I mean,
it's
look, it's
50
it's certainly,
bucks?
It's certainly way more complicated than you're making it out to be. But part of that is inflation.
But we are seeing inflation. In
absolutely.
That's my point of bringing that up.
Yeah.
Is they're saying it sparked inflation fears.
I'm just concerned that there's an economist somewhere who's going to try and call you out in his head. So.
Oh, there probably is. Yeah.
Yeah.
There probably I would, you know, 603-283-6160.
Yeah, give us a call and tell us why we're wrong.
The explosion of cryptocurrency. Oh, wait, sorry, I skipped a paragraph. I think there is enormous risk we are running, economist and former Harvard President Lawrence Summers recently observed. I think there's a real possibility that within the year we're going to be dealing with the most serious, incipient inflation problem we have faced in the last 40 years. The explosion of cryptocurrencies, the market recently broke the $2 trillion mark, is a sign that markets are hedging against inflation. It's a sign that many fear that governments are pushing the dollar to its breaking point. And I really can't disagree with them. We know mathematically that it's not sustainable. Mathematicians have, you know, looked at the problem. They say, well, I mean, you know, the government could probably do some things to slow some things down here and there, but mathematically it's inevitable.
Yep, if they continue what they're doing, as they're doing now, it's going to fail.
603-283-6160. Are you seeing price inflation? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Friday toured facilities at the southern border
touting how the Biden administration has emptied Border Patrol facilities, but warning that officials are seeing hundreds of unaccompanied children crossing the border illegally every day.
We are not only addressing the needs of the unaccompanied children, we are also addressing every other element of that challenge, including the smuggling organizations.
The CDC is acknowledging COVID-19 mostly spreads through airborne transmission instead of close contact. Officials say transmission occurs by inhaling very fine respiratory droplets and by touching contaminated hands to one's mouth, nose, or eyes. Experts believe federal officials should provide better guidelines for keeping workplaces safe, such as improving ventilation in indoor spaces. USA Radio News. Another state is joining Montana to end extended unemployment benefits.
South Carolina joined Montana in announcing they will end their participation in the federal COVID-19 unemployment plans. Governor Henry McMaster, a Republican from South Carolina, cited the hardship endured by small businesses who can't find people to hire. In Montana, the $300 weekly unemployment bonus will be replaced on June 27th with a $1,200 return-to-work bonus. Governor Greg Gianforte, Republican from Montana, says incentives matter and the vast expansion of federal unemployment benefits is doing more harm than good. End quote. South Carolina's participation in the program ends June 30th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is approaching $400 million. The estimated jackpot of $370 million would be the 22nd time the game has paid out over $300 million. The cash option, $254 million. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live. We are the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number that you would need to do that is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about this article from FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, that talked a bit about Trevor Lawrence, the newly drafted NFL football player, taking his entire signing bonus in cryptocurrencies, and has moved on to talk about why our cryptocurrency is sort of going bonkers right now. The explosion of cryptocurrencies is a sign that many fear government is pushing the dollar to its breaking point. Hayek argued that governments simply can't help themselves. Once lawmakers realize their control over money can serve as not just a medium of exchange, but as a source of power and ill-gotten wealth, they inevitably manipulate currency in ways that harm its value. And you can take this back to the Roman Empire. You can take this back to actually, really, any empire-ish type thing that has risen and fallen. You can always look at their economic what's the word I'm thinking of? The economic ups and downs, their, you know, the chart of their economy and their currency to see where that particular empire, that particular, you know, state, if you will, failed.
Yeah.
So since the function of government in issuing money is no longer one of merely certifying the weight and finesse of a certain piece of metal, but now involves a deliberate determination of the quantity of money to be issued, governments have become wholly inadequate for the task, and, it can be said without qualifications, have incessantly and everywhere abused their trust to defraud the people, Hayek wrote. There was only one real solution, he concluded. I don't believe we shall ever have good money again before we take the thing out of the hands of government.
Yay.
Yes, Mr. Hayek.
In case of Satoshi Nakamoto, you did it.
Hayek observed this in a 1984 interview with James Blanchard III. Because we can't take it violently out of the hands of government, all we can do is by some sly roundabout way introduce something they can't stop.
Wow. It's so cool. Wait, this is still Hayek?
Yep.
It's so cool he said that back way before he could have even imagined Bitcoin.
Yep.
And he was describing, like, what happened.
And he says, or the article continues, well, we found a peaceful way to do precisely what Hayek described. People like Russell LeCun, Trevor Lawrence, and countless others are smart enough to take advantage of it.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It's not, even if we didn't have cryptocurrency, one of the things that any investor type is going to tell you is you don't invest in dollars. I mean, generally speaking.
Right.
I mean, if you're a trader in fiat, fine. But most people, you don't want to invest in dollars because dollars go down in value. You want to invest in other sorts of assets that are going to go up in value over time.
You mean like Forex, like different currency trading, or do you mean like having a house?
Some people take advantage of the differences between euros and dollars, for example, or other fiat currencies. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and you can potentially make money off of those trades, just like you kind of do with crypto currencies.
So, I said I had three things that I wanted to highlight here because, you know, the question originally was, is Bitcoin, are cryptocurrencies, more to the point, going mainstream? And so this, again, from Bitcoin.com, actress Mila Kunis reveals, I'm using cryptocurrencies after getting into Bitcoin with Ashton Kutcher 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know who these people are, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher were on That 70s Show.
Yeah, even I know who they are, and I don't know names for anybody for TVs and movies and things like that.
She's always been my favorite, like, female celebrity. Like, I think she's the prettiest.
Yeah, I mean, these are very well-known people. If you don't know who they are, I'm surprised.
Mila Kunis initially thought that investing in Bitcoin was a horrible idea. However, now she's using cryptocurrencies and said she has never been happier to be wrong. Famous film and TV actress Mila Kunis, who's married to actor Ashton Kutcher, talked about Bitcoin on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Thursday. She explained that before making an investment, Kutcher would run them by her. The best part about him is he's really smart about including me in everything and making sure that I'm aware of everything that is happening, Kunis shared. She started dating Kutcher in 2012, and the pair married in July of 2015. He's also really smart at knowing that sometimes you shouldn't listen to your wife, she opined.
Yeah.
She says, early into our dating, two things came up, Kunis described. They were Uber and Bitcoin. And that's strange that these are the two things. I don't say strange. It's actually kind of cool that these are the two things that she's highlighting that came up early in their relationship. Because Uber and Bitcoin are birds of a feather, right? What Uber did was decentralize ride-sharing, right?
And working.
Well, right, and created, you know, was a direct contributor to the gig economy. Bitcoin, of course, you know, threatens the banking system as peer-to-peer, you know, trading and that kind of a thing. So both of these are what they call disruptive technologies.
Absolutely.
Right. And so that's why they're birds of a feather. So she said that the two things that came up early in their dating were Uber and Bitcoin. After listening to Kutcher explain that Uber is like a cab company, but anybody can drive the cab, Kutcher said. That's the worst idea ever, she said. When he asked her to try the service out, she panicked. I was like, you're going to put me in a car with a stranger? What's wrong with you? I was furious, she recalled.
Do you know your taxi driver? Because I don't.
No, and I never did. I just called the cab company, and a guy would show up in a car who was a stranger.
Right. She's assuming that these cab companies do, you know, like super, super good background checks, but that doesn't get
No, they don't. They were all subcontractors.
The crazy thing is I think people are under this idea that just because a business is licensed, that like there's some sort of checking going on in the background that these aren't serial killers, and the reality is some of them are.
Yep. When Ashton Kutcher pitched the idea of Bitcoin to her, Kunis said, he sat me down and was like, hey, babe, I got to explain this thing to you. Tell me if I'm crazy. He's like, there's a thing. It's like mining for money. It's called cryptocurrency. And there's this, he called it a company, apparently. This, it's called Bitcoin, she continued. And she said, I was like, well, I think it's a horrible idea. And he went, cool, we're investing in it.
That's great.
And so he didn't listen to me, and this happens all the time, according to her. The actress confirmed that she and Kutcher went into Bitcoin more than 8 years ago, admitting that initially she was concerned that Bitcoin was not FDIC insured, even though Kutcher tried to convince her that that was the exact point of buying cryptocurrency.
And this is the crazy thing. If you're risk adverse, that actually puts you into like a lower tax bracket, right? Effectively, or you make less money over your lifetime. There are certain points where you want to, you know, take that or reduce your risk. But especially early on in your life, you should be putting, you should be taking more risky action, because more risky action ends up in the long term, assuming you're not making really bad decisions, with you end up having more wealth, because the more risk you take, the more money you can potentially make from those risks.
And you're getting yourself more opportunities.
Right.
You're going to fail. This is done with 401k plans, retirement plans.
Exactly.
When you work for an employer. When you're young, you want to go with like low risk so you can build up your account.
Right.
And then the closer you get to retirement age, the more aggressive you want to be. So you want to revisit that every couple of years with your employer and go, oh, well, I'm getting closer to retirement now. Now let's crank this thing up a little bit in the risk department.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's funny because a lot of people don't really understand, you know, Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies, and it's like, you know, a lot of the things I say, they're not applicable to just cryptocurrencies. They're applicable to other things, and it's basically I'm basically repeating what financial advisors have told like my parents and you know myself and others, and it's like it's you're doing the same thing. It's just a different item this time. It's a different asset or however you want to phrase it.
603-283-6160. What are you investing in? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, welcome back to the Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. The phone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to call in and talk about, well, anything. It's called Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been, I just want to finish up this bit from Bitcoin.com talking about Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher using cryptocurrencies. The last bit is a quote from Mila Kunis herself, and it says, "It's ludicrous, and yet here we are. And I Airbnb everything. I Uber everywhere, and I use cryptocurrencies. So guess what? I've never been happier to be wrong." And I like that statement because a lot of folks, when they first look into cryptocurrency or they discover cryptocurrency, they have a fear, right? The fear of the unknown. They don't, oh, what is it? What's going
to
happen?
Fear is not necessarily a bad thing to have. The problem is when you aren't willing to take any risks, and that's most people. And that's why most people are not doing that well financially.
Well, you know, you have to do your own research into the topic and then decide if it's something you want to do.
Right.
Instead of just going, oh, God, no, that sounds horrible, and run away quickly.
Yeah, I mean, this is why you start off with a little bit of, throw a little bit of money in crypto, and as you get used to it over a couple of years, you become conscious of the little issues that you've got, like the dips and things, and you don't pull out. And if you don't pull out, well, then in the long term, you end up doing very well. But in the short term, yes, cryptocurrencies can go down. Cryptocurrencies are very much like things were, prior to the 1930s, I think, when a lot of the regulations came in. And It's before FDIC insurance and things like mm-hmm. that. But it wasn't necessarily a bad thing. The problem was how people behave. And if you learn to adjust to those dips, you don't end up in the poorhouse.
Right.
And that's what people should do, not advocate for regulations.
Right. If you just get a little bit of cryptocurrency, you should just watch it for a while. If you if you've never traded it, you've never bought or sold anything with it or whatever, you should just get some and then watch it for a while.
Get comfortable with it. Yeah. And don't overdo it. That's the other thing. Just don't overdo it.
You'll watch it go up and down, and like when it goes down, you won't really be that mad anymore because you'll be like, oh, it just went down. But it's still already like more money than what I already put in, you know? And it slowly goes up and up and up.
You know, when your $50 turns into $500, if it goes down to $300, who cares? You still made $250, right?
Yeah, just take that $50 out once you've made $300 and keep playing with the $250 that you created out of thin air.
Before we go on, I need to tell you that Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? I know I do. Well, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and, of course, the rise of the police state. Freedoms, with an S, phoenix.com. Again, freedomsphoenix.com. So, did you have any other thoughts?
Nope, just okay. Right. Play with the house's money.
I interrupted you. I want to make sure you got your
full thought. No, you didn't. That was it.
All right. I'll tell you a little anecdote. A friend of mine named Chris, not you, Chris. Different. I know so many Chris's, it's ridiculous. At some point, he was gifted 0.01 BTC. And this was near the time when I first tried to come out here, so probably it's probably been 7 years or something. I don't know. It's been a while. And so he gave this thing to me as like a going away. He's like, I know you're really into Bitcoin. I'm totally not into Bitcoin. And, you know, I got this from, you know, my my grandparents. I don't remember who. He got this gift of 0.01 Bitcoin. And it was one of those certificates, right, with like the peel-off thing.
Oh, yeah. You know, the old back in the day.
And it was like in its own hermetically sealed package, like like baseball cards used to be or something.
Yeah.
Hermetically sealed, like they were using alchemy to seal these things.
They were using hermits.
No. Hermit
slavery. Vacuum sealed package. Anyway, so he gave this thing to me. And so, you know, we've seen what Bitcoin has done, particularly over the last 3-4 years or whatever. And so I've just been holding on to it. The dude was unemployed for a little while, and he just got a new job the other day. And he's like, hey, guess who's got two thumbs and got a job, right? You know, I'm like, oh, congrats, man. And so I said, hey, do you have a crypto wallet? He's like, no, I don't have one yet. I'm like, well, go download Edge. You know, let me do some testing with you, right? And so he did. And I sent him just a test amount of, you know, like $20 or something. And we had to wait because it was BTC. So, you know, we were just BSing on our conversation, waiting for the transaction to go through. And I finally saw it confirm. I'm like, hey, check your wallet now. He's like, oh, dude, I own cryptocurrency again. That's awesome. I sent him a photo of the thing that he sent me. I'm like, you remember this? He's like, heck yes, I remember that. God, that thing's got to be worth, like, I think it was a $5 gift when he got it. He's like, that's got to be worth like $300 or $400 by now. And so I go and I look it up and I'm like,
$4,000?
I'm like, no, it's 0.01. So it was a $5 gift. It was now worth $552 last night. And so I sent him the balance. So he has a full $552 in Bitcoin right now in his wallet. And he's like, oh my gosh, this is so great. You know, not only am I back to working it again, but now I've got some cryptocurrency to play with. This is awesome. I can't believe you held on to it and gave it back to me. So I thought it was pretty cool. It made for a good story anyway.
Excellent story. Yeah.
So, yeah, if your friends give you some cryptocurrency, maybe hold on to it for a while, see what it turns into, and then thank them in some way, shape, or form later on after you've made a tidy profit. All right, we're going to switch topics. We're going to change direction. We've been talking about, you guys, I coined the term Vaxport. You know what it is already. It's a vaccine passport. Vaxport. Right? It's a portmanteau.
Yeah.
You guys know I'm a huge portmanteau fan. Well, this from WFSB.com, Eyewitness News, Channel 3. Let's see, where are they out of? It doesn't say. Perhaps Montana? I'm not sure. At any rate, these new wristbands are a wearable way to prove that you are vaccinated. That's right.
yeah, I'm not vaccinated and I'm not proving it to you.
They got these little wristbands. They're all blue and white, and they've got, like, your name on it with a QR code. That's right. That doesn't sound creepy at all. Immuniband is a blue silicone bracelet that has two purposes. First, it has a built-in QR code that carries your COVID-19 vaccination card's information that can be used as a backup for people who lose or misplace their CDC vaccination card. Immuniband's second function is to show an outward display that a person has been fully vaccinated, thus making them safe to be near.
Oh, my God. I so want to get, like a clone of this, but, like, have the wristband be black to show that you're not vaccinated so that, you know, we can all go around, you know, showing, hey, I'm not vaccinated.
I'm going to get a T-shirt that has my STD results when I don't have AIDS. So everyone knows I don't have AIDS.
Oh,
that's the same thing.
Yes. Right. Yes.
That's so cringeworthy.
Yeah. Literally.
It would make people cringe if you substitute coronavirus for, well, any other disease, really, any other debilitating type of thing.
It should make them feel safe that I don't have AIDS.
And first of all, the coronavirus isn't that bad.
Yeah, you've had it.
I've had it. Right?
You know, so a bunch of people here have had it, actually.
Yeah, I've had it.
I think we've all probably had it. And I don't think any of us have, you know, had any kind of lasting, you know, damage, other than maybe a little bit of breathing problems. But not anything that would be, you know, something to be freaking out
over. Even the breathing problems that I had went away after, you know, the last week, right?
Yeah.
I'm a former smoker, and I smoke really heavily, sometimes 2.5, as many as 3 packs in a day. But I've been quit for over a decade now. So, but even when I get, like, a cold or something, all my symptoms go away, and it goes right into my lungs, and I cough for a while.
Right, right. So I think I want to say the worst that I've seen, other than, you know, 70-year-old who died, is basically lasting breathing issues, but only so minor, they're almost not noticeable.
Yeah, and Arya is the only person I know who's had the lack of taste and smell for this long. She's had it for like a month now, right?
Oh, she still can't.
Oh, really?
I was not aware of this.
I guess it's just like it's not as good as it used to be or something, but yeah, with me it was like a week and a half, and that was crazy. Like, I was like, oh my God, I can't deal with this anymore, and finally went away.
It is weird how different people have the different symptoms. Right, because I had a week of sleeping and then being cold and hot, right? I would be shivering but sweating, right? Or, you know, or the opposite of that, which, whatever that is. But, yeah, it was interesting to compare the different symptoms with how other people had their symptoms, too. They manifest differently. 603-283-6160. Hour number 3 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.